Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is
Today on Conversations.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report podcast for Tuesday, the 23rd of August, 2022. This podcast comes to you from Gadigal land. I'm Dom Knott. Charles Firth is here.
Yay!
So Charles, all this week we're pretending to be other podcasts.
Yes.
In order to drive our ratings higher, just looking at the charts and seeing what people like.
And also because Scott Morrison just appointed himself to be a whole lot of ministers. So
it's a great precedent. Yes. What a sensible idea that's proven to be.
Yes.
When even John Howard is now criticising him for it. Mm. So I was thinking if there's a really easy way to do it for today where, I mean, it's quite hard to do Corona Cast, for instance, without any medical knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's another ABC podcast that would let us just do anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's just called Conversations.
Oh, yeah.
With Richard Feidler. And what about we do it without Richard Feidler?
And to be clear, we should call this Conversations with Richard Feidler without Richard Feidler.
Brilliant.
That'll be
brilliant.
The, okay.
Because occasionally other people fill in on,
Yeah, it's good. Welcome to this episode of Conversations with Richard Feidler. I'm not Richard Feidler.
And nor am I.
And my co-host is not Richard Feidler either.
And here is where they would normally put a beautifully crafted and written intro that drags you into the story.
Oh,
and
yes.
Really makes it come to life in a relatable way. That
yes.
Just makes you lean in and go, oh, those details, I just can't wait to hear more about that.
Yes.
Today on Conversations,
there's blood, sex and magic.
And food and cooking and gastronomy.
A new kind of zipper.
A doctor without a border. An epic horse race to Kazakhstan.
An international foreign correspondent.
A key that will open a door.
A skeleton of a horse.
The fathomless dark depths of the ocean.
Wilder and more delightful than any children's book.
There's also an exquisite violin,
two prosthetic legs,
a club DJ,
Nepal, Pakistan, South America,
and Mongolia,
and chocolate ice cream.
So today you're going to hear the origin story of Charles's life.
Spoiler alert, please block your ears.
Hi, Charles, welcome.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Today on Conversations.
And Andrew Hansen rejoins the podcast. Hello again, Andrew.
Boo.
How's Melbourne?
Yeah, it's a sort of a chilly, sort of flat place. Anything different in Sydney?
Beautiful day.
It's a lovely 22 degrees. But Andrew, I mean, I've felt sorry for you in so many ways since you moved to Melbourne. You've had more lockdowns, less sun, less joy, a bit of wardrobe. But the thing you've missed out on most of all is cocaine. Big news in the Herald a couple of days ago, Charles, the Sydney newspaper of record, which is that Sydney's cocaine consumption has shot right back up. But you know, the town is back.
Mm.
It's absolutely fantastic. We've had heaps of arrests.
I did have a good weekend.
A spate of arrests have come through. Wastewater testing, so the thing where they're going the poo.
Yeah.
They used to look for COVID. Now they look for anything in there. And they've discovered that cocaine usage is higher than in Sydney than anywhere else in the country, thanks to our poo.
Well, hang on. I thought that they'd made all these seizures, and the police a few weeks ago put out a press release saying that they'd got hundreds of kilograms of cocaine.
Well, that's clearly what's going on.
Oh,
they've seized the cocaine and they've used it and it's shown up in the wastewater.
Right, okay.
So, yes, yeah. Apparently a third of the arrest, it was in, unsurprisingly, it's the Sydney CBD, Waverley and Randwick. So the east.
Right. Yeah, the eastern suburbs
yes. is where it's all going on. And it's in the past decade, no arrests, rather than compared with December of last year, there was only one other month with more arrests for cocaine. And that was in December 2019, so just before the pandemic.
So wait a minute, there's more cocaine and there's more arrests?
Yes, there's more. There's both.
How
both
does that
are
work?
Spiking.
Is it just because the police then resell the cocaine?
That could be
is
it.
That, and it's a more efficient channel. Like, I don't understand. Like, what it seems to me this endless sort of fight against something that you're never going to end.
Are you saying that the war on drugs is futile?
Yes.
How do you feel now, Andrew, about the decision to move to Melbourne and move away from both the cocaine party land of Sydney and the chance of getting arrested.
Well, I'm quite fine. I mean, I've never been a cocaine user. I've always found, you know, I've met a few people who have used cocaine, and they've all been very irritating sort of people.
Yeah.
So it's not something that I particularly miss. But I feel that this is kind of good news. It kind of goes along with the, to me, with this whole sort of economic recovery story that we're hearing in Australia at the moment. Mm. You know, very, very high employment rate, we're told, a very, very high rate of white powder going up noses. Mm. You know, it's tied in with optimism, I feel. I feel that this is sort of a positive thing for people.
Well, that's a very well put, Andrew, because, I mean, people keep saying that Sydney's going to be a 24-hour city. That's the whole aim. They want Sydney to be a 24-hour city.
They've wanted it to be for a long time, haven't they?
The reality is that goal is only achievable by putting something up your nose at about 11 p.m. because there's nothing to do still after about 1.
So well, if it's
not like Melbourne where you can go and get a full 3-course meal at 4 a.m. and
yeah, because you'd just be bored.
That's true. You can't listen to live music, and you can't go to a music festival without your daughter being strip searched. So, I mean, there are limits.
But there is one activity that you can do 24 hours in Sydney, which is play the pokies. That's still available to, I think, 6 a.m.
Oh, yes. Well, the Coke would help with that, wouldn't it? Because you could stay awake to do some more Queen of the Nile.
It could.
Couldn't you?
That's the one late night activity that we have.
I wonder if the machines should actually come with a sort of shelf.
Yeah.
You know, so that you can actually snort lines in between playing lines.
What are they thinking? Well, also, they give complimentary, like, drinks of Coke rather than lines of Coke in those places. Yeah, yeah. But Sydney is back is the point.
Yeah,
I'm very proud.
Look, I don't know. I preferred the Sydney of old when heroin was the drug du jour.
Well, they were the days, weren't they? You know, happy days.
Mm. Except for the junkies. Although, no, actually, some of the happiest people I know were junkies.
Well,
until they died.
Terribly romantic, isn't it? I mean, the creativity, the wasting slowly away, the pain, the up. I mean, it's hard to put a positive spin on it, actually, now that I think of it. I've never tried heroin myself.
I think the other thing is that, because I always assume whenever you hear somebody in their late 40s dying, you sort of go, oh, they were probably doing cocaine. Like, isn't that the whole thing? Like,
stuff their heart up.
The age that we're reaching is the point at which if you do cocaine, you end up dead.
Certainly true after the death of a certain, I don't want to name any names, but a certain prominent cricketer earlier in the year. And frankly, there have been quite a few that have. There was one where everyone kind of went, yeah.
Oh,
it
really?
It was probably the coke. Wasn't, oh, it? Wasn't that what people were saying in the aftermath of, let's call him Shane.
This is very unkind. I don't know who you're talking about. And I don't know. I don't want you to be, you know, casting aspersions on anyone named
There've
Shane.
There have been a few Shanes that have played for the Australian cricket team, haven't they?
Yeah. Could be any particular Shane, but I feel that's a nasty sort of conspiracy theory. You know?
I mean, it was later ruled out by positive press coverage, but I don't know what the
ultimate
reality
test
of it was.
I certainly think it's something that younger hearts are probably better equipped to deal with.
Yeah, it is a bit of a cautionary tale. There's got to be an age. I mean, it should come really in the little packets with safety warnings, shouldn't it?
Have a safety warning. Yeah,
well, there's safety warnings on
probably
the little packets.
The white powder that you should be taking, you know, as you enter your 50s. Should be Horlicks.
It should be.
Can you imagine the police just cracking down and you know, taking over the contract to supply Horlicks?
Yeah.
Just as you drift slowly off.
I don't even know what it is. I'm imagining a cup of liquid that smells kind of like cheap beef. Is that what Horlicks is?
No, it's malty. It's malty. Sweet. Yeah. Sweet and malty and milky.
Like,
you know, it's very hard to digest, ironically. It'd give you a roaring stomach ache all night and then waking up at 3 a.m. to do a massive piss. But for some reason, a huge mug of warm Horlicks is what's recommended to get you through the bloody night. This huge thing that's come out of a cow, mostly. I mean, we're not designed to drink this stuff.
It's but, not an attractive name, either. Horlicks.
Well, it depends what you're into. I don't want to kick shame anyone.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today on Conversations.
speaking of cocaine use and partying and all the things that I never did, really, but that some people allegedly did, there's been a big debate in Finland. I don't know whether you've seen this. There's been a lot of argument in Finland about their prime minister. They've got the youngest world leader anywhere. They've got the PM. She's 37 years old, Sanna Marin. 36 years old. And she had what it seems to be an all-nighter, and it all got captured on social media the way things are.
Yeah.
She was in an apartment.
Yeah.
Basically partying very, very hard until 4 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of criticism for, you know, having fun, for daring to have fun despite being a world leader. And then there was a suggestion that she and her friends were only up till 4 a.m. because they were all high. Yeah. And so I guess the question is, should world leaders on their night off be allowed to indulge in chemicals?
Well, if they're as good at dancing as I saw the videos, she was great. Like, she was just partying a lot. And I think the answer is yes. I don't want Joe Biden doing that because he would be terrible at dancing.
Surely there's a lot of medication keeping Joe Biden functioning.
That's right. Exactly. But also, I think what fascinates me about this story is we're talking about her dancing, right, as if it's some sort of scandal. When, like, Russia invaded Finland this week. Like, why isn't that? Or last week. Like, Russia literally repeatedly violated the airspace over Finland, right? But instead, the big story coming out of Finland is not Russia fucking invaded them. It's, oh dear, somebody danced.
I was not aware that Russia had technically invaded Finland.
Yeah.
And the video is not going to be as good as the video of the PM dancing. How weird to have two stories coming out of Finland in 1 week. That's more than the usual.
Yeah, they're punching above their weight news-wise, the Finns, aren't they?
So was
they
she really too are. Busy partying, Charles, to take attention, to pay attention to the territorial violation?
Well, I think this is a Russian counter-propaganda thing. I think that the Russians hacked whose ever phone that was videoed on.
Really?
And leaked it in order to sort of draw attention away from the fact that the Russians are invading Finland.
But and it was brilliant in Brazil, and it worked. It completely worked. They should have thought of that with Ukraine. They should have leaked some video of
Zelensky
having a good time.
Yes.
And nobody would have noticed the whole war.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, whenever they release a video of Zelensky, he gets more popular because he's, you know, a TV guy.
Well, he does, like the Finnish PM as well. I get the sense that this Finnish PM is now hugely popular.
She's she's the new Jacinda Ardern.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you'd have to feel sad for Jacinda Ardern, though, wouldn't you? Because she was like the
cool
world leader, and now she's been outcooled.
She has. She'll have to do something in the next week, won't she? She'll have to, you know.
Well, how would you one up those dance videos?
I think you would take cocaine on camera, and that way,
yeah.
No, but you need to do something that sort of sticks it up to the man, doesn't it? Like ban billionaires or something like that, or you know, like make. Billionaires.
Do they have billionaires in New Zealand? Are there any in New Zealand?
Yeah, they've got tons. Actually, that's the brilliant thing about New Zealand is so a lot of billionaires bought citizenship to New Zealand in the years leading up to the pandemic. The pandemic happens, and so all these American billionaires who sort of went, oh, it's all right, I've got my sanctuary down in New Zealand, wanted to go to New Zealand, and New Zealand just went, nah. Fuck off.
You can't come in. Oh, right.
We've locked down our borders. Fuck you. Yeah.
I must say, for many, many decades, you would have thought that New Zealander status is the literal last end of the world, like even more obscure than Australia.
Mm.
That would have been a negative. But it's an amazing way to sell passports.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Because no one can think of a more obscure country to go and live in during the apocalypse than New Zealand. It's brilliant.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
It's very, very clever. Are we going to move to New Zealand if things turn bad? Is that the next step?
Yes. Yes. Oh, no, definitely. I'm going to go there and live in a Zorb ball. So I'll be protected from everything. You know, because nothing can get you inside one of those things. They're very spongy.
Airtight.
Yes, yes. Very fun. Fun way to get
maybe
around.
Maybe that it would just be too boring. Like part of the interest in being in the apocalypse is like being in it.
Well, if you went to New Zealand, the stakes would be high, wouldn't it? It'd be very exciting.
Yes, exactly. But if you go to New Zealand, it'd be like, oh, there's a sheep and there's some fields.
But also, they'd still get it, Charles. They'd still get the apocalypse. It would just come 5 to 10 years after everywhere else.
And it would impact you because you wouldn't be able to get your favourite imported breakfast cereal or something.
You know, you've really talked me around to being, you know, flamed in the apocalypse.
Because you'd be like, you'd be stuck in Wellington and the only thing to do would be visiting Peter Jackson's little hobbit hole.
Oh, yeah, and Wellington's a shithole. Have you ever been to Wellington? It's like about, no. It's like living in Hornsby or something.
And there was one cool street and that was it.
And it's freezing. It's fucking freezing. We went there in summer. It was like 13 degrees.
Yeah, they don't do summers.
They don't do summer. And it's really far south. It's like closer to Antarctica than...
And Hornsby.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to know, should Anthony Albanese be staying up all night and dancing? Should he be partying? And should he be taking cocaine? Is this what all the cool world leaders are doing?
Oh, I think you're right, Dom. I think we're going to see a domino effect all of a sudden. A lot of world leaders are going to be at nightclubs partying because of the you know, the positive image. I think we're going to see a lot more of this.
Yeah, like Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson will be... Oh, no, wait a minute. He already was.
Because but you know what he should do?
Yeah.
He should offer to DJ. Because he's probably too old. He's probably a bit creaky to dance. He should get this finished PM.
DJ BJ.
No, Albo's a DJ. Right. Albo should DJ for the finished PM.
Oh, yeah.
And so he'd have reflected cool from her.
Yes.
He said all of his songs would be Billy Bragg.
Give it up for the 50-year-old DJ.
DJ Albo and his exclusive Billy Bragg playlist. Try dancing to these dour songs about socialism in England.
Our gear is from Rode. We are part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Certainly will.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.